Grace be unto you and peace from God the Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
From the book of the Acts of the Apostles, one of the stranger visions of animals on a sheet descending from heaven. All kinds of animals, animals that were regarded as clean by Jews, and animals that were regarded as unclean and therefore inedible. "Get up, Peter, and eat." But I replied, "By no means, Lord, for nothing profane or unclean has ever entered my mouth." But a second time the voice answered from heaven, "What God has made clean, you must not call profane." Well, here we are again. The Orioles lost to the Yankees. Of course, they're the bad guys. We're a season away from Baltimore versus those yellow rag waivers from, is it Pittsburgh?
Oh, man.
The Preakness and the like. Well, will the horses come to Maryland this year? Politics is built around competition. Local, national, international struggles for attention, competing of products and services of all sorts. In my world, there is the sailboat. We're not there tonight, Christine. I don't know. Competition. Countless international competitors. Who survives and who does not? And again, to war. Yup, war and nothing less. It's not possible to read the Hebrew scriptures that we call the Old Testament without running into their deep concern about how to live with their neighbors without being polluted by the practices and religion of them folk. How do we interact with foreign influences and foreign people? A consistent reaction of the Old Testament is that our community must avoid foreigners and their practices. But sometimes, just sometimes, the Old Testament writers recognize the radical social exclusion that runs up against the hard wall of the demand for justice, a justice for all people, a demand to be hospitable to the stranger and hospitable in an inhospitable land. The demand to love neighbor no matter who that neighbor is. And of course that has spilled over into the New Testament. Against that issue, in spite of the most memorable of Jesus' parables that strike at the heart of exclusivity, we find the post-resurrection community still struggling to understand how far the gospel promise is to reach. How inclusive is Jesus' promise of life to be? Peter, the recognized leader of the Jerusalem-based community of Jewish Christianity, in the 10th and 11th chapter of the book of Acts, had become involved with a Roman soldier named Cornelius. And that again raised the question, how far can exclusion go? The soldier, Cornelius, is a Gentile, a non-Jew, And Peter, while praying, experiences three times one of the stranger episodes or visions of the Bible. Descending from the heaven are a collection of animals regarded by Israelite dietary laws as unclean, and accompanied by a voice, "Get up, Peter, and kill and eat," which gets a pious answer, "By no means, profane and unclean enters my mouth, never." But how can it be unclean if God has made it? It must be clean. Three times this happened, and Peter was convinced no distinction must be. For all of this, Peter is criticized. All of the unclean Gentiles, and Peter begins to preach. If God gave them the same gift as we are given in baptism, who should hinder God? And when they heard about this, they were silenced and said, "God has given to the Gentiles the repentance that leads to life." Wow! From the whole history of Judaism, that had to be a miracle. Have you ever been in a discussion around here? Sometimes it seems like things never really change. But then the Spirit enters and minds are changed, hearts are changed. The direction of Jesus' followers is changed forever. Change for the sake of change, not necessarily a good thing. But in opening us up to a new future, to a new vision of life, we see Peter and an incident of over-inclusivity and exclusivity and a demand that we all must be a Spirit-led people. A new commandment Jesus gives us. A new commandment to love. New, not really new, but a new in its power to change our lives in the way that we view one another. That is Easter, new life. 2 weeks hence, we'll hear the power of God's Spirit. So if you wonder whether minds are ever changed, look to Peter and to the Holy Spirit and know that God loves all creation. Can we do any other? How do we reach out to the strange, to us? How do we reach out to the faces we don't recognize? How do we hand out our hands in friendship to all people, to all nations? For God loves us all. May you live in that love forever. Amen.
Amen.